You're listening to Find a Podcast About. Hey, thank you for hitting play on your podcast app. I'm your host, Timothy Kim O'Brien, and I bring my experience with podcasting since 2006 as a listener and a podcaster. I'm here to help you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. Here's how the show works. I comb through millions of podcasts currently available for free on various platforms, and then I come back to you with what I've found. Sure, you can use search engines for recommendations from many podcast apps, but I feel that getting a personal recommendation from a real, live, breathing person is still the best way to find the gems that are out there. The show is broken up into three halves. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of car talk, so bear with me. The first half is the stats of the show being reviewed. Gives you all the details about where to find the show, how many episodes, who's hosting the show. Basically, that part is just for those that want the stats. The second half of the show, I dig deeper into the show and letting you know how well hosts interact, talk about their audio quality a bit, and then I'll let you know what I think the show is about. Now, the last half of the show is where I talk about why the show is binge-worthy. You know, where to start your journey with the show being reviewed, and I'll be reaching out to the host to see if they'd like to discuss their show and talk about their podcast journey. So, let's get going. In this episode, I'll be reviewing a podcast that I found based in my hometown of Rockford, Illinois. It's called Christian AF. The genre of this podcast is in the religion, spirituality, Christian area. You can find them at christianafpodcast.com, and their email address is christianafpodcast@gmail.com. They are on Facebook and Instagram at Christian AF Podcast, and Twitter at Christian AF Pod. Now, your hosts for this podcast are Evan Savage, Jen Gorman, and Jesse Fox. And at the time I recorded this episode, they have 41 episodes averaging about an hour each. And they put them out bi-weekly. And they've been putting them out since April the 1st of 2020. According to Listen Notes, they are ranked in the top 10% of their category. So that's fantastic. There is a way to support the podcast through PayPal. Links will be provided in the show notes for you. So that way, if that's something you would like to do, go right for it. According to their Apple podcast description, they describe their podcast as, and I quote, a pastor, a musician, and a photographer walk into a bar and left with a podcast. Christian AF was born after a few long conversations over good beers. We realized that life and faith aren't as simple as we grew up believing. We started wondering why asking questions was frowned upon, or why we had to accept what we've always been told as the truth. Maybe some things aren't as black and white as we'd like to think. So, we set out to create a space to have an honest dialogue that welcomes questions, doubts, and fears about faith, church culture, and everything in between. The three of us behind the mics are no experts, but our goal is to help listeners start asking questions or maybe even find some answers. Christian AF is a podcast for people that are over church, have been burned by the church, don't get church, or have been told not to question their faith. So, as we like to say, kick back, grab a drink, and start questioning. Also let you know, too, there are some swear words sprinkled in throughout their episodes, but this is not a show that drops the F-bomb every other word. Just fair warning on that part of it. I don't think it detracts from the show. It actually helps with the show. Are you happy with your podcast app? I know, hard question to answer, but let me ask you this. Does your app allow you to rate the podcast that you're listening to. Great if it does, but does it allow you to rate every episode you listen to? Does it allow you to join a community of other listeners and share and comment on your favorite podcasts? If you're a podcaster, does the app that your listeners are using give you a tip jar where they can support your show directly instead of paying fees to somebody else? Well, GoodPods allows you as a listener and as a podcaster to rate and review all the episodes of a podcast, as well as joining a community of other podcast enthusiasts to discuss that thing that we all love, podcasts. Give it a shot. You may not want to go back to your old app, and you might find a community that is engaged and excited about the same things you are. Grab it on Google Play or the Apple Store today. Okay, let's get down into the nitty-gritty. This podcast is based in my hometown of Rockford, Illinois. And when I was looking for the first podcast to review, I looked for a podcast based in my hometown. And this one caught my eye naturally from the title. They're doing something right off in the naming of the podcast because it grabbed me immediately. I had to listen to this. A typical episode starts off with one of the hosts letting us know what the topic of the show is going to be about. And they do have catchy episode titles like Did Mary Smash and God Behaving Badly. After they tell us what the title is, then there's some theme music and the hosts start talking about what they're drinking or if they have a gripe. They do that for about 7 to 10 minutes, and that's where they're getting warmed up to actually discuss the topic. Now, I do prefer getting right to the topic, and yes, on my podcast app of choice, I can fast forward in 30-second increments and pass over all that stuff. I do think, however, initially, it kind of turned me off, but when I was thinking about it, you know, this gives the show a little less formal feel and makes me think that these people would be great to have a drink with and talk about Christianity. If you don't mind that type of interaction for about 7 to 10 minutes, go for it. Otherwise, I'd say just go ahead and skip it for about 5 to 7 minutes. In most episodes, they're going to warm up and get right to the discussion at hand. Now, as for sound quality goes, like I said, there's 3 hosts, and guess what? They're all really well mic'd, and they know how to use their mics to be heard. There's an occasional crosstalk a few times that does get a little bit of annoying, but that's kind of the appeal to the show. You know, it's a very informal conversation. One thing that I would like to see more of is, you know, a way to welcome newcomers to the show. They do give their first names, but unless you go to the website and find out who these people are, you're not going to know that one of them is actually a pastor of the church that they all attend. Now, here's where I can see that there's an argument for not introducing yourself as a pastor. Some people may instantly get turned off and, you know, they don't want to have church while they're listening to their podcast, or they don't want to have somebody preaching to them. Also, it keeps the informality of the show. So I can see why they don't, you know, start off by saying, "Hi, my name is Pastor Even." That being said, if I didn't know he was a pastor, I might not think that what he has to say is serious. Rather, I think, oh, this is just another drinker who has an opinion on religion. So it's kind of a catch-22 thing here. Do you introduce yourself as a pastor or not? I can see both sides of the argument. It is their podcast. I'll let them decide. But I can see, you know, if you want to keep that informality, if you want to keep an honest discussion going on, then you don't introduce yourself as a pastor because some people are going to get turned off by that. Now, once the conversation gets rolling, all 3 hosts do stay on topic pretty well and stick to the point. You know, there's occasional segues to nowhere or inside jokes that we, the listener, and somebody who doesn't attend their church wouldn't get. But these are few and far between. In the first half of the show, I told you about their description in Apple Podcast. Now, here's what I think about it. This is a conversation for millennials and Gen Xers who are disillusioned with what the church has become, and they're trying to explore and question things that happen in the church. Now, it's a very honest look and something that is clearly needed in today's world, when many times we're told not to question, but simply trust what somebody says. If and when I head back to my hometown, I would definitely look these folks up and possibly attend a service at their church just to meet them. When you listen to the show, you do get to know these people pretty well. Although I haven't met them in person, I already do like them and what their message is. Now, if you don't share the views of the American Christian Church and its many denominations, I still think you would get something out of the show, you know, if you have a different belief system or a religion. Now, I never felt preached at by the hosts. They're proud of their beliefs, and they're more than willing to question those beliefs, you know, in the church and whatnot, which for me is a sign of strength and commitment to their cause. It does help if you have a familiarity with basic tenets of Christianity when listening to this show. Now, the production value of the show is excellent. They do have the same format for each show, and each show follows a theme, which is an honest conversation about the topic that they have chosen. Now, if you're looking for a show that's not your typical church service, this is definitely the show for you. If you've liked what you've heard so far, then I'd like to ask you to reach out. You can email me directly, Timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz, or you can leave a voicemail at the website, findapodcastabout.xyz. I want to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast. And if you want me to find a podcast in any category that you're interested in, let me know. If you're a podcaster and feel that your podcast would be served by appearing on the show, I want to talk with you too. Use the same methods to reach out. I'm on Twitter @FindAPodAbout, Instagram and Facebook @FindAPodcastAbout. Another thing I'd like to ask is if you find value in this podcast, pass it along to a friend. Lastly, doing this podcast is a labor of love, but love ain't cheap, so consider donating to my Buy Me a Coffee Fund right on the website, or go to buymeacoffee.com/findapodcastabout. Each episode usually takes about 5 to 7 hours of research, and then about 2 to 3 hours of production time. That's about 10 hours per episode. That is a lot of coffee. Like I said earlier, best recommendations come from a real person. Let's outsmart the algorithm together. And while I'm on the topic about supporting the show, our first supporter ever, York Campbell from the Poetic Earthlings podcast, you can find him at poeticearthlings.com, has become our first sponsor for our show. So a big shout out to York Campbell. Check out his podcast. It might even be reviewed on this show. Thank you so much, York. And now, here's where I turn you from a listener to this show to a listener of Christian AF. The topics they talk about in this podcast really hit home with me as a former Christian. I really like their honest discussions and the way they go about tackling their topics. Most people say don't discuss politics or religion, but the hosts here have thrown caution to the wind and get down and dirty with their faith and beliefs and really get at the heart of what they believe. Is it a perfect show? Nah, there is no perfect show out there, but these folks really make an effort to put out their ideas in a way that people can understand and relate with. I say the best show to start your journey with for Christian AF is episode 30, where they have a guest on, and that guest is a pastor that has been fired. This episode really locked in the show for me, and the hosts seem to have really caught their stride by episode 30. throughout the whole episode, I was cheering on the guest and really cared about what happened to him, and I couldn't turn off the show. So start with episode 30 and then look through their catalog and see if there's a topic that grabs your eye. Dive right into it if it does. Be prepared to fast forward about 5 to 7 minutes to get through the small talk. But even then, some of that small talk is pretty funny, and it'll put you in a good mood. These are real people discussing what they love and believe, and you can feel it through your speakers. Give Christian AF a chance, and you can thank me later. Folks, today I have with me here Jen and Jesse of Christian AF Podcast. They've decided to take some time out of their busy schedule to talk to you specifically about their podcast. Jen, Jesse, how are you this fine, fine day?
We're doing good.
Great. Yeah.
Jen's getting over the cold. She hacks into the microphone.
I'm not going to hack.
Well, we'll edit that. I say that we. It's not. You'll edit that.
Well, I know, I might hire you guys on to do this podcast. Oh, I don't know.
All right. Nice. Jesse does all of the editing, so yeah, you can.
I'm not. You can hire him. You can tell when I get lazy because those are the ones we'll keep Evan's burps and other things.
Excellent. Well, I'll make sure you get half of my salary to go ahead and edit.
All right, that works.
Perfect.
So I wanted to ask you guys. How did you get into podcasting? You know, podcasting's obviously been around since 2004, but how do you guys get into this?
I would say we came fairly late to the game. We were always podcast listeners, and Evan, who joins us on the podcast as well, he's one of our the third voice on there. He's not here today, but he and I had been chatting a little bit about the idea of making a podcast having to do with church stuff, and we're like, well, how do we make it a little bit, you know, catching, you know, because there's so many random churches that do podcasts that are a little boring sometimes. But I think we were talking about it for a while, and it just never really came to fruition until COVID hit. And this is probably the answer for so many podcasts out there right now. Mm-hmm. We're like, well, what do we do? Let's just start this podcast we've been talking about for a while. So basically, I think, was it April, March, April, somewhere in there. Was our first episode. And, you know, like most people, we've just been feeling it out as we go, figure out the technology, buy stuff as we need it. Mm-hmm. But I think for the most part, I think our big thing was making sure quality was up there, and too many podcasts out there with terrible sound, all that other stuff.
When you listen to a lot of podcasts, you know that you, and then you think you're going to start one, it's like, okay, I need the audio to be halfway decent.
What do I hate about other podcasts?
That stops me from listening to people regularly. So just we wanted to make sure we were doing it well, but also something that was approachable and something we didn't feel like there was a ton of as far as like people actually questioning their faith in a way that is more conversational. Instead of like being told how to feel or like what all the answers are. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where it came from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Rolling into that, you know, with your podcast, cause it is different. Cause yeah, like we were talking earlier before we hit the record button, I found you guys by, you know, putting in, you know, my hometown of Rockford, Illinois in the search bar. And I saw a lot of church podcasts, and yours, you know, the title itself will grab you. It grabbed me. But, you know, with a lot of the, I saw a lot of other church podcasts, like what you're talking about, that had horrible sound, and they were, you know, telling you how you should live your life and you know, spoon feeding it to you or force feeding it to you. What do you feel your podcast is about in your own words?
Yeah. So, touching on the name, we kind of wanted to go about it, like Jen said earlier, being conversational, very relaxed feeling. And the best way to do that is just do this with friends and have no filters on it, right? So Christian AF podcast, we wanted to be a little shocking and
a little
intentionally.
For sure.
We are not clean cut. We swear, we drink, we do all this stuff on the podcast, and that's how we are in real life. So, you know, why mask it? I think there's too much of that in church as it is anyway. But for us, I think we're all kind of in that weird 30s something deconstruction of our faith kind of a moment. And it's kind of a fun topic to just sit down with people and tear into some questions that we've always kind of wondered or never even thought to question about Christianity or what we've always been told. And doing that kind of live and on a mic and probably sometimes putting out things we shouldn't put out.
they always say that. And I'm like, it's never that bad. It's fine.
There's a few.
I think of like, you know, you're in your friend's kitchen. Everybody's got a drink in their hand. And that's when you have like the best conversations. Or you're out at the bar and you're all having a drink, you know, like just the honesty that people can have. And that's really what we wanted. It was like an honest dialogue about faith in particular, because it's so often people aren't given an opportunity to do that. Like we're kind of told what we should believe, how we should be acting, how to be a good Christian, I did air quotes there, but this is not a video, but so like we're kind of constantly told all those things and we're not really allowed to ask questions within that. It's just, I grew up Catholic, so that was especially true for me. And like you were in a pretty conservative household, so that was true for you as well.
Yeah.
And so our whole goal was to just open people's minds up to asking questions that they've never felt like they really could. Because like ultimately faith and believing in something is sometimes really weird, right? Like it can be really easy to doubt it. And I think that can be healthy. And that's what we're trying to talk about.
I think the hard part too, we've noticed, I mean, you can't be blind to the fact that so many people start going through heavy doubts, especially in our age group and other things, and start leaving the church just because there's a misunderstanding or misrepresentation of the faith. And I think a lot of that stuff is worth pointing out for sure. I think it's just trying to realize maybe that's not a reason to leave the church. Maybe that's another reason to push in harder to say like, hey, these are problems that we need to deal with. They're systemic problems that we've grown up learning. Like to me, Christianity has become kind of a big game of telephone where people are just, you know, you start with one message, right? It's a good message. And then you pass it on to another person, another person, another person. And eventually that message gets weird and broken down and misrepresented. And eventually you have this kind of faith and religion that you're trying to talk to somebody about that you don't really understand yourself. And then they question you and then it all crumbles because you're like, well, I hadn't thought about that. You know, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. And I think there's too much of that going on nowadays where there's been such a mass exodus from the church that I think people leave for the wrong reasons. And I think that's one thing that made me want to kind of pour into these questions and say like, hey, you know, let's talk about these things. Do they matter in Christianity? Does it matter in the Christian faith? Yeah, we can argue about it all day long. That's what is fun, I guess. But, you know, people pour too hard into some things. But yeah, I mean, for me, like Jen said, we kind of started this doing what we call doubt nights at our church where we'd go to a bar and they've turned into theology pubs now is what we call them. And then bring up one random question that is just like it's usually like a very taboo topic, you know, sexuality or things like that. And it's open forum. We're here. Let's talk about this. Why do we believe this? And then we kind of, as a group say, well, I grew up this way and thinking this and that, and is it wrong? Is it that? And then exploring the faith together over beers. And usually that helps break down some walls and, you know, defenses about some things. And to me, those were the most honest conversations about Christianity I ever had. You know, it was always at a bar or with probably one drink too many. And, and it's kind of our idea to recreate that a little bit in the podcast, which can get insane and crazy sometimes. And we talk over each other like arguing fools at points. But you know, it's kind of a friends group where we just sit there and talk honestly with each other and the guests that we have on.
I like one of the things that I really like about it is the conversational tone with it. And, you know, if you have somebody, you know, talking over, that happens in a bar. I mean, you know, it's been probably 2 years since most of us have been out to a bar. But folks, it happens. It really does. So, talking about the audience that you have there, who is your target audience? So, yeah, I mean, if you had a avatar, and I'm not talking about the 2000 film Avatar, or the anime Avatar, who's your target audience? Who are you trying to reach with your message? Because I can tell you from my experience, I used to attend church. I used to attend Church of God. And we did that for a while, and then I questioned my beliefs and all that, and now I consider myself a backslidden Taoist, which is kind of like Buddhist light. But you know, when I'm listening to your show, I do feel engaged. I don't know if I am your target audience, but I know from somebody that is kind of, I don't want to say outside of the faith. But I don't ascribe to everything that you guys ascribe to. That audience that you have there, who are you trying to reach?
Yeah,
and maybe it is me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that I don't think we set out to say like, okay, we're trying to reach all of the 20 to 40 somethings that are questioning their faith. I think we just want people to know that. I'm so stuffy. It's like driving me nuts.
In the worst.
That there are people who, especially Christians, can get a really bad rap a lot of the time. And I think what I hope is that people listen to us who maybe think poorly of Christians, but they can get a better viewpoint, or there are people who grew up in the church and got really hurt, and they can hear people say like, that's not okay. Here's what the church should look like in an ideal world. I think just really anybody who has any questions about Christianity, it could be really good for. We're not what we aren't good at is we know we can't be all things for everybody. And so I think we are just who we are. And if people are attracted to that, that's great. I don't think we have like a, we haven't made ourselves like
the closest thing to a demographic would be people probably that have left or been burned at some point by the church. And I think that's unfortunately a very wide audience. Yeah. And I think, again, that's a big push for why we do this, is because there's been such a burnout from a lot of people, and churches just use and abuse people and spit them out. And unfortunately, that happens in a lot of big churches too, and a lot of things like that, where people just feel unseen, unnoticed, and then leave because they tried to follow this thing that is called Christianity, and then it turns into a business and a use of people's time and energies, and then an uncaring, and then they disappear from it. And I think that's a huge audience for us to hit. I would say that would probably connect with a lot of what we're saying, is saying, yeah, I've definitely been through that. That was pretty shitty. Mm-hmm. That was one swear. Sorry. No,
that's okay.
But that's what it is that, that kind of broken Christianity. And I think a lot of people that have experienced that would probably at least like a thing or two that we say, I would hope. But, as far as the audience goes, that's probably our most direct, I would say.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, you got an audience member out here in Fredericksburg, Virginia. So
awesome.
You're doing something right. That's for sure. Cool. All right. This is going to be the toughest question I'm going to ask you today. It's probably the most controversial question I'm going to ask you today.
Oh boy.
All right. What's your favorite and your least favorite beer or adult beverage?
There you go.
And you can use brand names for this as well. They're not sponsors of this show yet.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, if we say it right, they might be. That is probably one of the most difficult questions. We drink so many things. No. For me, I would say the almost always go-to that I will never feel like not having is wine. I'm a wino. I drink most everything else, anywhere from whiskeys, bourbons are big, beers are slowing down because I'm getting older and my gut doesn't like it. Mm-hmm.
But instantly bloated.
Yeah, instant. I was like, oh, but I really do love beers. But wine, yeah, wine is my nice cab, Paso Robles, nice. Or Napa Valley cab. That's my go-to. Mm-hmm.
I drink like I'm 80, so either a Manhattan or an old fashioned is my happy place with a cocktail. Again, beer, I like beer, like dark beers and stuff. It just, if I'm going to choose a favorite, it's going to be an old fashioned or a Manhattan.
Yeah.
Least favorite is gin.
How's that word?
Gin.
Gin.
It's really
There's hard. A D on it, I think.
Or Miller Lite.
Miller Lite. I can't drink most any like wheat style beers. I don't know why. They just don't. I don't like them. Beyond that, I will avoid Fireball. Sorry, Fireball, if you want to sponsor this. But anything else, I lean heavy into what Jen drinks too. Bourbons and whiskeys and... That's we end up sharing most of the time.
Yeah, if you listen to the podcast enough, we almost always have the same drink. So
yeah, Evan just gets beer from anywhere else.
Yeah, Evan's the beer guy.
Well, and that's why we have you guys on the show here today, because you know you guys are the are the attraction for the show. Evan, he's
a good guy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, we make the show happen.
It's really
We won't show him this later.
No, this will get edited out.
Episode never came out. Yeah. No, it's okay. You can leave that in there. He would be totally fine with
it. We would say it to his face.
That's okay. True. That's true. With that question, we can all take a breath and that was the toughest question.
That was pretty rough.
That I know. And I'm a Pinot Noir guy, Beauglais specifically. That brand, I like that wine. I'm there with you on that. Can't do whiskey. I get to be really mean. I can't do it.
That's how
rum does that to him.
I either black out or that.
From and like one drink.
It got to a point I would drink spiced rum as many college kids do. And one drink, probably because I just mix mostly rum with a splash of Coke. But like, I feel you on that. I can't.
Exactly.
Some you just got to stay away from. That's
what it is. So, how has podcasting helped you get that message across?
I think for me, I didn't know that we really had as much of a message initially. We just, started this as a for fun, and it's kind of expanded a little bit now hearing people write to us and say stuff. I was like, oh, hey, that episode really hit home for me. Like, and realizing it's not just us feeling these things. It's nice. Sad, but it's nice to know that there's other people out there that have gone through these experiences and are deconstructing with us a little bit. And I think doing the podcast, like kind of what we talked about earlier, is seeing some of the places that are listening to us is just so bizarre to me. And somebody in, in a different country, even, are we even that relatable? But our message is still, I guess, getting out there and people are listening to it, which is exciting. Yeah, you never really know what to do or with this when you start, and you never know what it's going to turn into. You never know what the guests are going to be, what people want to hear.
Yeah.
But I think it's just kind of been encouraging the more we do this to see the expanse of it and the feedback from people listening. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. And I think we take it for granted because we kind of created a culture within our church and our community here that like what you hear on the podcast is pretty true to our lives regularly. Like when we have our theology pub and when our friends and us get together, like these are conversations we have in our normal life. And so I think if we could just use this podcast as a way to encourage people to do that with people around them.
Yeah.
That's not something I think we thought of when we started this, but the more we do it and the more we get like an email from Chad and where is he from? Our fan club guy. There's a guy from like Minnesota or something. And for just like, if he can now have conversations like what he's listening to with his friends and family, I think that's that reach of this is really what it's about for me. Like we can hang out and chat all we want, but if we can't encourage people to continue asking questions and asking questions with people around them, then I don't think it's worth us doing.
Yeah. And I think eventually the more that happens, the more, the more we can help fix the Christian faith.
We're never going to fix
it. It's never going to be fixed. There's a lot of problems. But, I think there's a healthy push to say, like, we all can do that, even in small parts of conversations, over beers. And I think coming at it from the right way can change people's lives really well. And to see, again, see that happening slowly just because we started a podcast has been kind of exciting to me. And it's, mm-hmm. that's one of those things I didn't expect to see.
And I think yeah. With you guys kind of normalizing the, you can have these kind of conversations over a beer in a theology pub. I like that. You need to trademark that. Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to steal it from you and make a lot of money. So, you know, now it's copyrighted, officially copyrighted for you guys. So, you know, run with that t-shirts. I'm thinking, there you go. But, and I'll only take 10%. I'm kidding.
Okay. That's right. Yeah. That's fair. We'll cut you a check.
We'll just, you could just pay Jesse 40%
done and, done.
And we'll call it good.
Done and done. But that's one of the things I really liked about your guys' show is that you're normalizing these conversations. You're showing a way that that Christians, people that ascribe to the Christian faith, are human beings. They're just like, you know, everybody else, and they have the same questions. They have the same issues going on in their lives, and they have a beer or a whiskey or what have you to do this. I know for me, that's not how I was raised. And I kind of wish that, you know, I had this podcast when I was, you know, early 20s. That would have been fantastic. So your guys' message is really getting across. So that is fantastic. Speaking about fixing the Christian church, where do you guys see yourselves in about 3 to 5 years? I know this whole podcasting thing is new to you because, well, you know, we had that wonderful pandemic. But, you know, looking out, you know, 3-5 years from now, where would you like to take this?
That might be as hard as the beverage question. No, I think we've been playing this so day to day when we do this stuff is that I don't know how much we've thought about that, but I would for us. I think the more we can, I think our strong points are when we have interviews with people and have people on to share their message and to share the downfalls they've experienced and things like that. I think that can be something that I'd like to push more into and get bigger names on and start questioning some of the things that we've all grown to just accept, you know, and from people that have the ability to change that, you know, and I think, you know, we've had a handful of bigger names than I ever expected in the first few episodes that we've had. And some of them may not be recognizable to people, but some, you know, some of the names that we've had are actually kind of large names in the church sphere. And the more we can do that, I think the better it is to be able to make a change as a whole.
Yeah. I'd like to see us too interviewing people of different faiths and just having like those types of conversations and being more like inclusive. So other cultures, other ethnicities, like, we're three white people and that's fine. But like, I love to hear voice, you know, get other voices. Like I can't speak to certain types of church because I've never experienced it. So I think for us, like right now, obviously we just do this on the side, like in our spare time, we all have an office in the same building. So we just record when we can. But as this grows and moves forward, I think we'd all like to be able to just share more voices. So like we talk about having these conversations in your kitchen with your friends, and that's what we want to do, but we want to bring in different voices as much as we can.
Yeah.
Excellent.
As we move
Excellent.
Forward.
So. All right. My last question for you. You can all take a breath. Easy question. Well, okay. All right.
I can't breathe.
You'll hear some weird mucus of Jen tries to take a breath.
So challenges you've faced while podcasting. You know, we talk about the technical challenge of, you know, hooking up a microphone, hooking up a mixer, what have you. What's some of the challenges that, that you have faced that somebody, a listener may not realize that, you know, it is a little bit of a heavy lift to put together a podcast.
Yeah, for me, I probably deal with a lot of it more than the other two, just because I generally do the production side of things, And for me, I'm a perfectionistic person, and it drives me crazy when I can't get it just right. And doing online ones drive me insane because like there's always a technical issue online. Yeah, interviews mm-hmm. online with the sound. And sound quality drives me bonkers.
Well, you can't really control what your interviewee is using.
Yeah.
So, for example, we did it one with Shane Claiborne, what early episode, and he's super cool. Everything he said was amazing, but he's using like the mic on his plug-in Apple headphones.
Yeah,
like, and so it was okay, but we just couldn't ever quite get the audio where we wanted. However, everything that came out of his mouth was more than worth it.
Yeah,
like everything he said. I don't think I hardly spoke in that episode because it was just like he was so good. Yeah, he's hitting you with it. So
between that and I guess, you know, setting up the episodes, I think that's the biggest part. Like, to be quite honest, we don't really have a lot of pre-discussion mm-hmm. about what we're going to talk about. Sometimes intentionally, because we want it to be very natural on the radio. On the radio, oh my gosh. How old am I? On the microphone, I don't know. It's early still. I'm drinking coffee. No, but we want it to be natural. You know, we don't want to regurgitate something we just already mm-hmm. pre-discussed about how we want the show to go. And sometimes it's like, this topic sounds like it's going to be great. And then we get on the mic and we're like, are you going to, anyone got anything to say? But okay, we're going to pause this for a second and talk. You know, just trying to get things moving can be a little difficult as far as podcasting goes, especially when we always hang out. Mm-hmm. The three of us are around each other all the time. So I'm always shocked when we still have lots of things to say.
I think consistency is the hardest part when you're doing this in a non-monetized way where at least right now, like there's no income for us. Like we mm-hmm. only spend money to make this podcast, and it doesn't have to be a lot every month to put it out, but just for us to set aside the time, like we all have jobs, the boys have families and wives, and we just all have a lot going on. And so I think choosing to create something like this, I think people underestimate the time that it takes. And especially when we say like, we hold ourselves to 2 episodes a month. We just, for the first time, technically missed a deadline for an episode because Jesse had been on tour and we literally did not have the space to record. And so I think for us, it's just making it a priority, even though like their wives might not get that it's a priority because like mm-hmm. we're just spending time and money to do it.
Yeah.
But we're all really passionate about it and believe like, we're putting something of value out there. And so I think that's the hardest part for us, right? The biggest challenge right now is probably like the commitment, the timing of things mm-hmm. to be like prepared. And there's also a fine line with podcasting, I think, of like mm-hmm. how far out you can record, because you inevitably talk about current events, especially us, because we spend a few minutes.
You can say the word. We haven't hit our limit yet.
If you will. I know. I'm so used to like, okay, shooting the shit, if you will. Which some people like, some people don't like, but it just kind of is part of what naturally happens. And so,
well, and honestly, mm-hmm. part of it's to warm up a little bit. Cause like sometimes we do this in our office mm-hmm. and we step over from working into like,
now we have to be entertaining,
Christian talk. And some of that is a little bit of warm up, for our sake.
Yeah.
And, some people like it. Some people can skip ahead. You know, that's that's for us.
That's for me.
Yeah. That's not about you.
But yeah, I think that the consistency, like to put out mm-hmm. a quality podcast twice a month, doesn't probably seem like a lot to most people. And we don't even have to do a ton of research. And I feel like it takes a lot of our time. So I can't even imagine podcasts where they have.
I feel like we'd have to do a lot more research if Evan didn't have a lot of it.
If Evan's brain wasn't a commentary.
Because like every time we talk about something, I'm like, please say something.
Please know what
intellectual, because I don't want to just be like. And I mean, he usually knows something. Nice. But, you know, it's this is why we balance each other out, though, you know.
Yeah. Well, Jen, Jesse, thank you so much for joining us here on Find a Podcast About. You guys are an honor in our inaugural episode. Ugh, I'm probably not even going to say that when I edit this. It is.
That's a hard thing.
Why do we do this to ourselves? So thank you guys so much for joining us here today. And is there one last thing that you'd like to let our audience know about Christian AF before we let you go today?
I would say the way we sign off every week is we encourage you to question your church, your faith, and your pastors, and the people you intake from. And don't just take it, you know. And that's our big message, is saying keep asking questions, question your doubts, and pour into those, because doubting is not bad. It's okay. So that's good our deal. Thing.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you both very much. Answer. You got cool. it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
So that's the episode. I want to thank you again for taking a listen. And if you want to outsmart the algorithm and have me review a podcast, email me, Timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz, or go to the website, findapodcastabout.xyz, where you can listen to the other episodes and leave me voicemail. I'm here to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast. Thank you for listening to Find a Podcast About, which is a production of Gagglepod East Studios. At Gagglepod, we've been helping creatives tell their story through podcasting since 2017. Look us up at gagglepod.com and see all of the network shows, and reach out to us so we can help you with telling your story to the world.